Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this March 30th, 2023, 10:31 on the clock, and your host, James, behind the mic. We are welcoming in studio our good friend, Jasmine Carbajal. She is the 4-H Associate Educator with Marathon of Wood Counties. Good morning, Jasmine.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing good. Jasmine's coming in here well-rested, plenty of energy.
Yes.
She's ready to go.
Happy to see some snow melted. Yes. It's sunny today.
It's nice.
It makes me happy.
Yeah, enjoying that. And we're enjoying all the great work that 4-H has been doing. You guys have been up to some really fun stuff the last couple of months.
And we've been pretty busy.
Yeah, yeah, and a lot coming up, too.
Yes.
So that's where we're going to start today. We want to kick things off with talking about a great event that you've got coming up right around the corner.
Yeah, so we have our next Let's Create event. So we've been talking about this for the last couple of months. We've been setting up kind of monthly workshops with the youth at Let's Create here in Wisconsin Rapids. And last month we focused on painting. We actually painted a gnome on a canvas and the kids had a blast and it was just so awesome to see how they personalized it. So this month we're going to be doing some scrapbooking, which also opens a lot of possibilities to make it very unique and very just creative to them. And so that'll be Wednesday, April 19th. And it's an hour. We've talked about this. You know, it doesn't have to be long. Parents can drop off their youth and they can participate in this from 6 to 7. Let's Create located here at 1367 8th Street. $10 per participant, but we have scholarships available. We've talked about that before too. You know, we don't want that to ever be an obstacle. And we're actually opening this up to anybody in kindergarten and up. So even the littles cool. can participate in this. We had littles at the last one too and they had a blast painting. So we are inviting them back this month as well.
Another fun thing about this to me, I feel like scrapbooking is one of those things that's gotten lost a little bit in our culture.
Yeah.
But it's such a cool thing and such a nice time capsule. I think part of the reason why scrapbooking kind of faded a little bit is because we carry these phones around that have cameras on them and we can take pictures all we want now. But a scrapbook is different. A scrapbook involves detailed memories and stuff. A photo can't speak to you. A scrapbook can.
Yeah. Well, you know, and a lot of things that kind of are coming back into fashion. You know, we were on vacation last week and my husband bought one of those Polaroid cameras where you get the picture right then and then. Right?
Yeah.
And those are so popular right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Things, you know, like scrapbooking are kind of, I think, back. And then
vinyl has come back.
See? So, like, things are coming back, which is a good thing, I think. And and with Frankie at her business there, Let's Create, it's the perfect place. I don't know if you've ever been inside of it, but she has so many just fun things.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really helps. That helps because I think youth really get to be creative. Like, they see all the possibilities in her place.
And the idea of giving kids more opportunities to find confidence in their creativity. You know, school is great for that. But the older we get, the more it becomes about, you know, education and things that are going to help you in college and that. And the creative world gets a little bit put to the side sometimes. But that is such a the creative world and the education world are hand in hand. And they go, they help each other.
Yep. And I think beyond confidence, I think independence too, because they can come and it's like not what their parents want, not what I want.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is your scrapbook. So this is your painting. Like, you pick the colors, you pick whatever you want on there. At the end of the day, it's your project. And I think that that builds a little bit of independence as well.
Is there anything that kids' parents need to bring to this event? Just a smile and some energy?
Just a smile and some energy. We do ask them to register by April 16th so we know how many, because, you know, it's a smaller space, so we usually limit to about 12 kids or 12 youth. So in all ages, you know, kindergarten and up. So we had, it's been nice. Every month we've had a variety of ages there, which is really cool. Because then you see just also like the difference in the skill level, and you don't need to have any skills either, but you know, you see kind of the difference, and you see older youth that are also taking on leadership roles because they're helping the younger youth that they're sitting next to. So it's just a really neat thing to see and a fun event to attend to.
I think that's a really good thing to bring up with this event, especially when we're talking kids. Not a lot of kids show a ton of creativity at that. Or they show a ton of creativity, maybe not a lot of artistic abilities at those early ages and everything. But it's not about that. It doesn't matter if the kid has any, you know, artistic talents or anything like that. It's about them just enjoying this event, being a part of it, and all those organic things that can happen at the event. You bring up leadership, the opportunities for that as if kids with kids.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen much outside of school. So to be able to give that opportunity is a really nice one, too.
Yeah. You know, and we've talked about how like a lot of youth maybe don't know what 4-H is or how it has changed and how it's, you know, a lot different now because of the things that you get to do. And this is open to all youth. So not just 4-Hers. And at that last event, I had a 4-Her sit with someone that came that was not in 4-H. They were just kind of friends. And the 4-Her's like, are you in 4-H? And she's like, no. And she's like, why not? It's so much fun. And then to see our own youth and 4-H like explain what 4-H is to them, cool. That was just so powerful. And it just made my heart just warm because it's like, this is really what it's about. Because I know I'm passionate. You're passionate about all the work that we do in 4-H. Yeah. But to hear it from someone your age and to know that it really means more nowadays, like that was just great.
We all appreciate when we have somebody to talk to that knows what we're going through, that it relates to it. Yeah. Kids are no different. And when they hear something from a kid, it's going to mean more than coming from one of us you know, silly adults. it's important we say stuff as adults, but it means so much more from a kid. That's a really cool thing to hear. How I got to imagine that every one of these events has multiple times that you parents are sitting back and seeing something like that with these kids.
I agree. You know, I have some parents, and if parents want to stay or family members drop off, they can stay. I advocate for both. You can either drop them off or you can stay. But I really have had to, and on some occasions, tell parents, like, let them just do it and like, watch them. And they do. They just kind of sit back and kind of see that, you know, they are really just their true selves. And, you know, their kids get to just be themselves and be creative and imagine, you know, what they want on their painting or whatever we're working for them on. So, yeah, it's really cool.
When it comes to the event, we also, again, want you to register for this. Now, I see your website. I was just going to mention the UW Extension website.
Yes.
That is 4h.extension.wisc.edu. 4h.extension.wisc.edu. And if you type it in your search bar, Wood County 4-H, that kind of thing, it'll pop up.
Yep, and we have this event for Let's Create, other events. You know, like you mentioned at the beginning, you would think that our busy time is summer, but really it's a whole year. But we are getting ready for summer programming, so that's up there. You know, our newsletters, if you're thinking like, okay, what maybe have I missed or what's coming up, it's all on our website. Contact information for myself, for Laura, our other 4-H educator, for our office staff. So it's a great resource. And the link to the registration, it should be up there as well. So website, our Facebook page, or calling us if with people with questions, all works.
The next event coming up, I want to get to, but let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. Let's do that. We'll come back and we'll talk a little more with the 4-H and Jasmine here on Morning Magazine, WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to the morning show here at Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Your host, James, behind the mic, and I am joined by Jasmine Carbajal, 4-H Associate Educator with Marathon and Wood Counties. Good morning, Jasmine. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, James.
I want to get into Creative Arts Day.
Yes.
This is a fun one. I've been talking about it a lot on Over the Back Fence and some other great things. Been trying to get you a good team together for this one because it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's this Saturday, so I wanted to make sure I talked about it with you today because it's just, it's in 2 days. Yeah. You know, we worked really hard the last couple of months planning it, and it's one of the like one of those best events that we have during the year. So I wanted to make sure all of your listeners knew about it and knew that they were invited to this. Mm-hmm. So it's this Saturday, April 1st. We're going to be doing it in the Pittsfield schools again this year. And it's up open to the public at 10. We'll start there around 9 setting up and things, all the projects that are going to get displayed. But we're hoping public will come at 10. We have concessions this year. Our team leadership group is going to be with our Club Shady Lane selling concessions, so pizza, ham and cheese sandwiches, so, you know, if you need a little something. And it's a pretty long event. People have a choice to really see lots of different things. Acts, you know, plays, I'm sorry, skits, plays, piano, instrumental. We'll have some dance performances. And then we have our People's Choice categories, which I think is really the funnest thing.
Yeah.
Our youth, that maybe, so I'm not a performer. I'm not. So you know, I would probably be entering in one of these. But we have youth enter in Lego creations.
Nice.
In cake decorating and in photography. So those entries will set them in the gym area. And people, anybody, you know, 4-H'ers, non-4-H'ers, parents, anybody will come by and vote. And so they get to look through those three categories and place a vote. And then the award ceremony, which starts at 3 this Saturday, we get to award them. Oh. So, yeah, it's just a really fun filled event, like anything you can think of.
it's so great for these kids. It reminds me of the school talent show.
Reminds
me a lot of that.
Yeah.
And many of us that participated in a school talent show will tell you it was a confidence builder. It was a huge confidence builder. It meant a lot. There was some of the early performing some of us do and can lead you to, you know, jobs and careers in those kind of fields. But also, like, had I never stepped a foot on a stage or ever gotten behind a microphone or anything, I was not a confident person. And being just from that little talent show, everything I was able to build in from junior high, high school and all that started right there in that moment of doing something like that, of being that kind of not realizing it at the time, but being brave and being out there. And these kids doing this stuff is so cool. I admire them doing it so much, just first and foremost. But then the enjoyment that they get out of it is so much fun, too. Now, this is an event that people can take in, right? People can watch, parents alike and all that.
Yep.
So then there's that factor of it for the community, where this is going to be one of the most entertaining things you're going to see all year.
Yes.
I guarantee you. It has nothing to do with skill levels or anything like that. It's fun to watch kids do these things. The Lego building sounds really fun. That's a really cool idea. Going through the list of one-act plays, the arts and those things, I wouldn't have thought of Legos. That fits perfectly in there.
Yeah, I mean, they make their creation and they bring it, and it's so interesting to see just what everybody comes up with. Like, we don't see them beforehand, right, at the office. They just tell us they're bringing something, but we have no clue how big it is going to be, what theme it's going to be. And so it's just, it adds to the fun of the day.
Do the kids get together to rehearse? Do they practice these things? Or is this that kind of something they do on their own?
So in their clubs. So
usually,
if they're doing a club play or things like that, they do practice ahead of time. And we have some performers that are just kind of practicing on their own. So it's really a mix. And I like that. I like that you get to see kind of a group play versus a one-act play. Or, you know, it's just really interesting to see what interest them and how they take the spin on things. And so we have judges. We are very grateful, you know, this event wouldn't be possible without our judges. And I think that's also an important component, right? Like feedback and what that means, and constructive criticism, and how that helps you grow, not only as a performer, but really a human being.
Oh, yeah. And the idea of that, I think, is important. Criticism. You are going to have critiques in your life. We do not want to raise a generation that cannot take a punch. And I don't mean a physical thing like that. I just mean being able to take... Everybody is going to be critiqued in life. You're not going to do things perfect all the time. More times than not, you're not going to do it like that. You've got to be able to take feedback. It's important. I think that was one of those early... Going back to that talent show, I think that was one of those things for me that was very helpful. That I had great feeling. I had a lot of people, great responses and everything. And then there was my mother. Jimmy... This, and this. You know, my mother would always tell me, I'm your biggest fan and your harshest critic. Yeah. And she really leaned into that latter part. She really likes it.
Yeah.
It helps. It builds you up. Yeah. It builds that. It's good. It's a good thing because you learn and you get better and stronger. And at that age, to be able to do that, that's a great life lesson. Like, that's a really, the repetition, the more times you can have that, the better.
Yep. No, it's great. And, you know, and then we start our award shows at 3, and I always think of those like the Oscars.
Yeah.
Like, when we give out our trophies and our awards, and it's just, everybody's really excited to see where they placed. And so it's really interesting just to, you know, it's such a great event because it has so many different components, from the performances to the awards to the, again, the people's choice. So it's really cool.
When it comes to for these kids to be doing this around each other, if I'm working on a one-act play, but then I see them decorating cakes over here, and I'm like, well, that looks like a lot of fun. I want to do that next time or something. Who knows what it sparks in them as well.
I agree. And we have our clubs that, you know, we have an arts and crafts section too. So each club, you'll see if you come in the gym area, that, you know, you have all these entries that come, you know, that and what art is very subjective to the person. So, like, you know, you get to see all these different arts and crafts and things, and I invite everyone to come.
Yes, yeah. We're sending a lot of people to Pittsville for this one. Yeah.
We do want to say that there will be concessions, and we want to thank Shady Lane 4-H for providing those, along with the teen leaders.
Yes, they have. So this is an event that, because of COVID, we had to cancel it. So we did it again for the first time in a few years last year. And we had concessions for the first time last year, and they were a big hit. Mm. Because we are there for a while, and it's a longer event. So, yeah, we get hungry. So, yes, thank you to both of those groups, because that'll be really delicious, too. They worked really hard in trying to come up with a good menu and reasonably priced. So, yes.
Is this an event that you need to register for, get tickets for, or anything like that?
No, just come on over. Open to the public starting around 10 at the Pittsville schools, and join us for as long as you can or the whole day if you want to. We usually, again, clean up around 2 and get ready for awards at 3. So even if you just wanted to come see the awards, you can come at 3. Any of those time frames.
And Jasmine, we talked about this a little bit, and we'll come back to both of these events and wrap up with them. But we've mentioned a couple of things today, and I wouldn't mind taking a little time with them. We mentioned clubs.
Yeah.
The 4-H offers a variety of different clubs for kids to be able to get in and get their creative feelings and thoughts and all that, and have some fun along with being around peers.
Yes. So clubs, it's kind of our model in 4-H. If we have any families interested, we try to really match them with a club that would work, whether it's based on where they meet that's easier for that new family, or the interest that maybe they have if they're more interested in like animals versus some of our other projects. But really, that's, you know, I can only do so many events at the county level. Laura can only do so many events at the county. So in the club level, you really get that full experience of your peers, of other, you know, adults and other volunteers, and you get to do a lot more than just the county event. So we really, even though a lot of our county events are open to all youth, we really think that, like, for anybody that's really enjoying those events, we suggest that they go on our website that, you know, we mentioned earlier, and we have a list of clubs. We have quite a few of them. Lots of them, and get started that way as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask Jasmine, well, what are the clubs? There are so many of them. We don't have enough time. We literally don't have enough time to go through all these clubs. So I think a better way of looking at this, maybe if you're a parent or somebody out there listening and you have a child, what is something that interests them or something you think they would be? I almost guarantee you the 4-H has a club for it. Community clubs, classroom clubs, after school clubs.
Yep.
And military clubs.
We're always here, James. So, like, even if we have a lot of families that, you know, we see or that reach out, new families that are like, well, I don't know which one. Okay, get in touch with us, because we know all of our leaders and all of our youth, and it's like, here some options, right? And and get, connect them that way as well.
And speaking of ways to connect with your 4-H, you go to the website 4-H.extension.wisc.edu. On there, they have a contact your local 4-H educator, and it's a great way to be able to, wherever you're listening to us, find out who the local 4-H coordinator is for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have so many also, you know, state level opportunities. One thing that we'll start advertising soon, it's Summer Academy that's coming up in June. And that is for our older youth, I believe it's 7th graders and up. And they're going to be spending almost a week, so 4 days, at Madison and on campus, an experience they get to pick from 7 different tracks that they get to experience those 4 days to really dive into a specific interest that they have. And that'll be such a great, we're hoping to have about 350 youth across the state come to that. And I would love for some Wood County youth to represent that. And so, yeah, we're really excited. It doesn't have to be only 4-H'ers. So it really is going to be a great experience. So, yes, we're starting to look at those opportunities for youth as well in summer. Like, that's going to be a big one.
That should be. Oh, I wish you well with that. That is going to be, I look forward to talking more and more about that too, because that is a really exciting opportunity.
Huh. Isn't it so cool? I mean, I remember, like, college, like, to me, became a dream when I did a camp in the summer I stayed there. Like, that's when I really, like, was like, oh, this became a goal, right? Like, I can see myself here. And so we want to expose our older youth to that as well. Not that there's anything wrong with our local colleges and tech schools. We love them as well. But, you know, sometimes going to Madison, that also has, it's our capital, like, offers a lot of different things. It's kind of cool for someone that's younger and looking at that. Yeah.
I spent my whole life in a big city in Chicago and everything, but I came up here and started going to Madison to visit visit a friend, and I loved Madison, yeah. and it was still big to me. It was still huge, especially the Capitol, all that. That alone, and again, I keep coming back to these two things, the confidence it builds in kids, and you never know what you can spark in a child. And maybe they get interested in the field or something just from one of these visits or these camps. And I want to talk a little bit about the camps. That's a big thing that the 4-H offers as well.
Yes, we do a lot of camps. So we have our multi-county camp coming up in June as well. June's going to be a busy month. That's going to be up in Northern Lakes Impact Center again, like we did last year. The food was amazing. The grounds were great. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a camping person, and loved it. Yeah. So if I loved it, I think, you know, anybody will love it. So that's also coming up this summer. And then we have a couple of local camps, like our Clover Bud camps, which are for our K through second graders, that those are going to be coming up. We also do, it's not necessarily like an overnight camp, but like our foodie camp. So like our foodie series is going to run through July here in Rapids. And that's going to be every Thursday in July, where we'll walk to the farmer's market and we'll get some ingredients and we'll walk back to the extension office and cook together. So that's always a fun one. It was really fun last year, so we're bringing it back. So lots of different types of camps. We'll have art camp. We'll have outdoor camp as well this summer. All the types of camps you can think of. Yes.
It's awesome. It's so cool. I was just taking a look at your calendar as well. All the great things that we've talked about coming up. You guys had in March the Livestock Quiz Bowl, and I didn't get a chance to talk much about that, but that seemed like it was a really cool event. I don't mean
really
to rewind,
fun.
But it did seem like
it was really fun.
Good to hear. Very good to hear. Coming up in April, there is a Global Expo. Taylor County Little Farmers 4-H Club. That's one of the greatest names I've ever heard for a club. That's a great name. To our friends in Taylor County, of course, something to keep in mind. But I bring this up as a point of wherever you're listening to us, the 4-H website has this. Yes. It isn't just the Wood County area website, or I should say a calendar. It's got all those things on there for
you. We work with a lot of our neighboring counties, too, our Clark County neighbors, our Marathon County neighbors on projects and things like that. Because, you know, with how rural we are, you know, we mentioned Madison being a big city, but we also have to look at how rural we are here. And some of the communities might be closer to a different county than other places. So we try to really work along other counties and keep everybody posted on what's going on in those counties as well. The calendar, our website, our Facebook page.
When it comes to doing all of this, you just heard Jasmine mention quite a few things. These events coming up, the clubs, the camps, all this stuff. Her and Laura cannot do it all. Need help, need volunteers for these things. And we always encourage people to reach out to the 4-H. It's a great volunteering opportunity. I would also say, as long as we're talking about young people, if you are a young person looking to go into college and you want to pad that resume a little bit, colleges love seeing the 4-H show up on your volunteering.
Yes, absolutely. We're always looking for help, especially for young people, so that way we can help them with learn, you know, those skills and that experience. Experience is important. And if you can volunteer a couple hours a week in the summer, let us know, because we'll give you some experience in youth development.
You'll get some experience.
Yes.
And really good experience, too. It's a great way to put back into your community, put into into the youth.
Yes.
Let's go over the events one more time, Jasmine, in the last couple of minutes we have here before we let you go. There is no place like Creative Arts Day.
No place like Creative Arts Day this Saturday, April 1st, around 10 at the Pittsville Schools. And we'll have concessions provided by Shady Lane and the Teen Leaders. Our award session starts at 3. So anytime that you want to stop by and look through our arts and crafts and our come vote for our People's Choice, so you get a part in it too, and come see our performances.
It's a fun event, great one. We want everybody to be a part of this one. Let's give these kids a great audience.
Yes, we want it to get so big, we need to find a bigger location.
Make
it big. Come over.
Again, Saturday, April 1st, things will start off around 10 a.m., you said, at the Pittsville Schools?
Yep, for the public,
All right. And then, of course, the Let's Create Scrapbooking that's coming up.
Yeah, so join us and Frankie's team at Let's Create to do some scrapbooking. So that'll be Wednesday, April 19th. It'll be from 6 to 7 at the Let's Create location in Rapids. It's $10 per participant, but we do have scholarships available. It's open to all youth, not just 4-Agers, in kindergarten and up. And we do ask that people register by April 16th. We have a link on our website or on our Facebook page where they can, or they can contact me if they have questions about that.
Yeah. Now, with an event like this, are we looking for any volunteers for this? Or do you have enough people for it?
Frankie has enough people for this but we can always, if there, we have more events coming up. So if we have volunteers that are interested, like our foodie stuff is coming up and things like that, summer things, yes, we are always happy to take volunteers for other events.
This also gets me thinking, Jasmine, if I'm a business out there, if I'm somebody out there that has something that I think, well, I think my business, I think what we do here would work really good with the 4-H. I think kids would get a real kick out of it and learn something. Can we encourage people to reach out to you guys for
please,
that stuff?
Please, yes. We're always looking. You know, you never know what's going to spark a youth member. And so if you have a business where you're thinking, well, this is something that I want to expose youth to, reach out to us and we'll set up a date and we'll get the group together. That's what Frankie did. Frankie is just like, hey, I have all these different things that we can do. Can we get some 4-Hers or some youth in here? And I was like, absolutely. So it's really easy. We're really easy to work with and we're really open to lots of different ideas because we want to expose our youth to lots of different things.
And piggybacking off of that, as Jasmine and Laura will always tell you, don't let the money, there are scholarships available. Yep. We don't want that to keep any of these kids out of a 4-H class.
Yes, no, absolutely. So we encourage everybody to we're really reasonable and, you know, we offer scholarships, but any other type of obstacles, so whether it's transportation or things that maybe, like, you know, we're not thinking about, if there's an obstacle, talk to us about it because we're always happy to talk that, you know, through it or help you through it.
You guys do a lot of amazing things over there. That's the coolest thing you do. I genuinely think that. Not letting money get in the way of these kids getting having some fun and being a part of this stuff. Tell you, that means a lot to this community.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time, Jasmine. Always good to hang out with you. Looking forward to talking again real soon. If people want follow-up questions, want to know more about some of the stuff we talked about, just send them to the website.
Yeah, okay. You'll find all of our info at the website.
4h.extension.wisc.edu. That's 4h.extension.wisc.edu. And as I mentioned before, you type into whatever search bar you have, type in 4-H Wood County, should find the website.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you, Jasmine. Have a great day and good luck with the events.
Thank you.
We'll go ahead and get out of here for now, but I do want to remind everybody, tomorrow we will wrap up Morning Magazine in part one at 10:05. Tim Giebert will be joining us, candidate for Wood County Circuit Court Branch 4 Judge. And at 10:15-ish, somewhere around there, John Krings will join us, candidate for the Wisconsin Rapids School Board. And we will wrap up the week at 10:30 with our good friend, Catherine Elkhart, director of McMillan Memorial Library. All of that coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.